the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Conversation, you got to push one so I can bring you in. Right now, I'm going to go against the grain because it's my show. I can say and do whatever the hell I want. I'm going to send a fuck you to Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat for breaking my man Kobe's nose in the All-Star game with a hard-ass foul that didn't make any sense at all. But before we get into that, let me bring in a caller. What's up, caller? Who this?
This Blunder. Blunder the Burner.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Just chilling out.
Hey, I appreciate the call, man. I got some of your tracks lined up too, man, that we're gonna get into in a hot second.
That's what's up.
Okay.
All right. So tell me what you got going on, man. I know you are a Midwest artist and all. What you got going on?
You know, just been out here working hard, just trying to grind, you know, hooking up with a couple people I know, messing with my cousin, DJ Sazam, shout out to him, you know, and a Straight A Click.
Yeah, me and him go way back in the DE days. I don't know if you know anything about DE, but that was like late 80s, early 90s. Me and him go way back. That's my dog. That's my man, 40 grand.
That's
all. So tell me, how'd you get started in music, man? What made you want to do music?
You know, I was younger, and, you know, I used to always, like, beat on the school desk and stuff like that, you know, as a little knucklehead. But, you know, I moved out from Milwaukee to Green Bay, and, you know, I was making beats, you know, for a little minute. And, you know, I just kind of adapted, you know, was rapping with my brothers now. I'm down at a studio in my father's basement and stuff like that. And, you know, I just fell in love with music and stayed dedicated ever since then, you know.
All right, now, let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah.
I got your bio in front of me right now.
Okay.
13 brothers and sisters, man?
Yeah, I got 10 brothers and 3 sisters.
brothers and three sisters.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a big family, man. That's a big. I know the dinner table had to be a mug, man. I know it had to be rough at that dinner time.
Yeah.
It had to be. It had to be.
Yeah, especially sleeping in, you know, sleeping in one bed, you know, a couple boys in one bed, or, you know, here, there, yeah, but we worked it out, you know, it's all fine now, and, you know, I hope things can get better.
Okay, what you got going on for 2012?
Just staying on the grind, trying to get my music mainstream, you know, just you know, just big plans, trying to get everything popping, you know, just get it off the ground and keep it moving and, you know, keep my head up.
Okay, now talk to me about this track called Working Magic. How'd you come
Working
up with that
magic.
Concept?
You know, I always zoned out to my beats, you know, so, you know, whatever the beat tell me to say, you know, that's what I say, you know, I work my magic and, you know, it's like, you know, just working magic, you know, just working magic, you know, God, you know, got mysterious ways and, you know, just working magic, you know.
Okay. All right, well, I tell you what, let's go into the track. This Blood Brother is called, what's that, bro?
No, yeah, somebody was, you know, I couldn't really hear you.
No, I'm saying we're gonna go into your track, Working Magic.
Okay.
All right, y'all, sit back, check out the track. I think it's nice. I listened to it earlier.
That's what's up, man.
I keep shit 100, nigga, I ain't gon' jack. I'm working my magic, pulling rabbits out the hat. I got sex, I got racks, I got stuff, I got packs. I'm a ballin' ass nigga that be booming in the track. I keep shit 100, nigga, I ain't gon' jack. I'm working my magic, pulling rabbits out the hat. I got sex, I got racks, I got stuff, I got packs. I'm a ballin' ass nigga that be booming in the track. You can say what you want, but boy, I don't give a fuck. I do your house like Christmas and light it up. These niggas frontin', actin' like they gettin' money. Your life ain't fitted, it's called living bummy. Thinking you real, just because you got a grill. You better keep it chill, cause I'll let you feel the steel. Go ahead and write your will, because I'm God's nigga. So you can tell your mama, don't ask the man why, nigga. Cause I'm a Hebrew, slash brave man. My Lord, please forgive me, amen. I believe, I receive, I achieve when it's me. If you a hater, then it's hard to believe. My heart up in me, I got heart up in me. I'ma make it hard to succeed. Like, stop at the green light just to hit the weed. Tell the mama gonna back it up for me, right? I keep shit 100, nigga, I ain't gon' jack. I'm working my magic, pulling rabbits out the hat. I got stacks, I got racks, I got stuff. I'm a ballin' ass nigga that be boomin' in the track. I keep shit 100, nigga, I ain't gon' jack. I'm workin' my magic, pullin' rabbits out the hat. I got sex, I got racks, I got stress, I got back. I'm a ballin' ass nigga that be boomin' in the track.
Me and your girl gettin' our fuck off, you say my dick touch up. My girlfriend wanna see a brother tape measure, just to know the size, and say she love to test her. She wetting up the sheets, I got her hotter than the desert. I gave her full pleasure with my stroke like a swimmer. She gave me all head cutting over like a tremor. From what I can remember, that pussy was dinner. Beat that pussy up, and that's all I can remember. You know I got racks on deck like a fisherman. Pitch a block and get the paper, you gon' get the picture, man.
Pulling rabbits off the head, I got sex, I got racks, I got
Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's Ballin' the Burner, that track called Working Magic. I love that beat, man.
That's what's up. You know, just working with a couple people and stuff like that, you know, just trying to get it in, you know, just hanging in there.
Okay, now, we got an R&B artist on our show with us today called, his name Lester J. What's up, Lester J?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
What's up with it, man?
I didn't call it. Now, let me ask both of y'all a question. Now, Lester, how do you feel about working with rappers, and Blonda, how you feel about working with R&B guys?
Actually, you know, I like R&B myself, so, you know, it's never, you know, a thing.
Okay.
Well, I know with me, man, I love collaborating. I love collaborating. My last project I just finished, which is one of the songs you guys, I think, are going to play tonight, is off of a mixtape where it's kind of like that R. Kelly, Jay-Z thing going. It's literally, you know, me singing hooks, a couple verses, he's spitting. It's a beautiful project.
Okay, what's the name of that track?
The track that I think you got is Tear Your Walls Down.
Yep, I got that one on the playlist.
Yeah.
We'll be getting to that one shortly.
Hey, I have a question for the R&B artist, man.
Go ahead.
What's up, man? This is Wick, man. Hey, is it harder to be an R&B artist than a rapper that's getting in the gang, man? You know, so many people listen more to rap.
It depends on what kind of field you're going into. Now, you know, with me, I would say it's kind of hard when it comes to, you know, collaborating. I'm doing hip-hop shows next to the artists I collaborate with, Tone Styles. But, I mean, I'll talk a little bit more about it later on in the interview, but I've been in so many different fields and different genres, and I've been in areas where hip-hop's not accepted at all, you know what I mean? So, you know, in that case, if we're talking about, you know, I'm saying jazz or gospel, then I would say it's easier for a singer. But if we talk about a hip-hop crowd or hip-hop show, then, you know, it could be a little bit more difficult or challenging to get over the people. But, you know, I love a challenge, which is why I like collaborating with hip-hop artists. So.
Okay.
Now, Lester, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I got your bio in front of me, and I just got to know, how hard is it being the son of a pastor?
Oh, man. It's not really that hard. It's just a lot of misconceptions. They have a idea that the pastor's kids are usually the worst ones. That's not always the case. Not always the case. I throw that in there as kind of just like a badge, just because, you know, my father, he was a preacher. My mother, she sung, and she was the director of a choir. You know, so I have a really strong foundation in what I believe in, and also the type of style that I deliver to people. Like, if you know my background, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now, let me ask both of y'all. Are both of y'all, are y'all signed to anybody, or y'all just on your own? How you doing it? I'm going to start with you, Blonda.
I've been on my own. I ain't signed, but I've just been been on my own, just pushing my music by myself. You know, I got a couple of promoters that want to promote me and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just working with my cousin now, but, you know, just independent.
Okay. What about you, Lester?
For me, definitely, I'm an independent artist, and that's definitely 100% by choice because, like I said, I've been in different genres and I've been pretty decent in those genres. Right before I did this project with the hip-hop R&B thing in a blues and rock band and by the name of New Highway Code, and I fronted that band, and there's not a lot of young people that sing blues, and this was like a completely like 25 and under band, So we had caught a lot of interest from a lot of people here in Chicago, Alligator Records, so just a couple different. It was one other one I can't think of off the top of my head, but we caught a lot of interest in that, and I definitely could have pursued that, but you know, blues is definitely not my it's not my passion. I was just kind of doing it to kind of prove to myself I could. So.
Okay, now we got the president of Hoosie Boy Entertainment on the line with us too. My man Waylo in the house.
What's up, fellas?
He's a good friend of the show. I don't know, Waylo. You got questions for these guys? I mean, he's always looking for new artists. You know, I'm just trying to make a love connection.
No, I hear you. Hey,
now we get down in the city.
Go ahead, wait. The only thing that I got, bro, is what's the first guy's name? I ain't catch a name, bro.
Blonde.
Blonde the Burner and Lefty J.
Say that one more time.
Blonde the Burner.
Okay, yeah. The only thing that I got for you, bro, is you know, if you're gonna work with SoundClick, lease your beats. Because it makes a big difference when you're doing performance, but you got those drops in there. You know, like, don't get me wrong, SoundClick is the shit, you know, to get these beats, but, you know, as far as when you're going down the road a little bit longer and you be in the game a little bit longer, looking to leasing your beats.
Yeah, I've just been, you know, just messing with them, whatever, just dropping mixtapes or whatever, you know, like.
Right.
So, you know.
I mean, you know, SoundClick.
I make beats and stuff like that, you know. I've just been, you know, just trying to get, you know, just pump it a little faster, you know, just dropping mixtapes. That's what I've just been doing, just dropping a lot of mixtapes, so.
Right.
That's what's happening right now is the mixtapes anyway.
Yeah.
You got a, you on Facebook, bro?
Yeah. Man Before Anything, Blunder on Facebook. And I at Blunder the Burner on Twitter and YSC on Reverb Nation and Man Before Anything 21@gmail.com.
All right. So what we do is, you know, we be looking for collabs all the time, bro, so you know, anytime you wanna get in the studio, just hit me up. Look for me on Facebook, Waylo, WAYLO. Or you can just look for Hoosier Boy Entertainment.
Now, hold on, Waylo. What about my man Lester, who makes the kind of music that I like to listen to, that R&B?
Well, I didn't hear Lester yet, bro. I didn't hear him yet.
I was about to say, there wasn't no track playing yet. I'm not trying to say too much. Yeah.
Hold on, Les. I'm about to bump Lester right now. This joint called Tell Your Walls Down is about my man Lester J. Check it out.
Yeah.
Nah.
when we bomb. When I'm on top, you scream, Lord have mercy. Taking the sense, but every second's a blessing. I got your heart to possess and impress sweet like sugar. If I can't meet your buckles in any way, I'm sorry. Whenever I'm thinking about you, whenever you set my hands compressing your body, I got me a number one hot top model. Reaches the seal tonight, you know, pop bottle. A fifth of the champagne, the yak top dollar. Oh, reaches the seal, look up and be about Molly. Whenever you want to need, baby, I got it.
I'm 43 years old, man. That's a beautiful ass song, dude. That goes back. 70s, 80s type music, man. That's what I'm looking to hear. You heard me?
I appreciate it.
I like that,
man.
Straight up. And everything I love, dog. I'm going to be bumping that in the ride. Straight up, man. I'm 43,
yeah.
Man. I ain't blunder.
Uh-huh.
I'm against the hip-hop. I love the hip-hop, too, man. But you know, when you get older, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I hear you.
You got to do it like
good,
that,
baby.
Man.
Uh-huh. All right,
y'all, hold on for a second. Let me bring in my host. What's up, dog?
What's up, dude?
I can't call
What's going on?
I can't call it, man. We got Blunt the Burner on the line with us, man. We got Lester J, my R&B guy. We got my man Waylo, who's your boy entertainment in the house.
Okay. Y'all, I see y'all got it on and popping. Sorry about my late arrival, y'all, but I had a little difficulty on the highway, so.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm docking your pay. Docking your pay, dog. I got to dock your pay, man. I'm sorry.
I guess nothing from nothing leaves nothing, huh?
I guess so, man. Now, my man Blondie, you still are, you from Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And Lester J, you from Illinois, right?
Chi-town all day.
Okay, all right, just making it right. Man, Blondie is our rapper, and Lester J is our R&B guy. For
okay,
my host who was kindly late.
Fashionably late,
all of it. But I
came in on the ass end of the conversation, so did I miss the song?
Man, you missed a great song. My kind of song, my kind of music. Old school, baby. Now, Lester, let me ask you a question. You can answer it if you want, but how old are you, brother?
I am 26.
26. Yeah,
you're
only 26?
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And sing like you 60. Make it music like you 60 years old.
I love it.
Cass, check this out. My man Lester is a preacher's son. My man Blunder, he got 12 brothers and he got 10 brothers and 3 sisters. Imagine a dinner table.
Yeah, man.
If you was late, you ain't neat. Because it wasn't
right.
Nothing left.
You had to get games just to get a biscuit. Oh, man.
Now, Blonde, I got your profile right in front of me. I'm going through it. You say you wrote your first song at 13?
Yeah.
Did you ever record it?
No. No.
You still got it though, right?
Do I still got it?
You gotta still have your first song.
A verse. Like a little verse or something. But I wrote it with one of my boys, one of my young guys. So, you know, I just know, I don't know, just like a little verse, but I got so much music, you know, like I done lost so much music and did so much music, right. And, you know, so.
Give us the first verse of your first song that you wrote at 13.
The first
How
verse?
How did it go? Give us some of it.
It was like, D-I-Z-Z-Y just stepped in the door. Next thing you know, hoes just dropping to the flow. Eyes are low, cause I be inhaling the drove. Cause when the lights start, all my earrings, they glow. Chain so icy, your girl wanna be my wifey. You just mad cause I already piped her and she liked it. Now you can't say that your boy's not a pimp. You can feed a Taco Bell, I feed a lobster and strip. The Applebee's 38, 2.3 was the price for me. But most of these bitches got cow disease.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. You was 13 and you wrote that?
Yeah.
Man, did you know my mama would have slapped the shit out of me? I recited some shit like that at 13.
I was just going to say, I hope your mama didn't hear that.
Nah.
Oh, you want to cuss like that, huh? Get your ass in that room. I got a beat box for your ass.
But, I made it new because, you know, like when I was like 16 or whatever, you know, like when I started getting my studio going and stuff like that, that's when I kind of like switched it up or whatever. But, you know, it was something I grew up around, you know.
I understand. Trust me, man. We used to try to, when that NWA came out, we used to recite it all day. I thought I was Ice Cube for a long time.
All right, now, Lester, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going through your bio, too. And it says that you perform hooks for other artists. Now, do you get paid for that, or are you just helping them out?
It's usually a helping out thing. And it's usually to my discretion, too. Like, the guy that was featured, or not featured on this song is off that mixtape, so it's a dual effort, it's half and half. He got songs where he, you know, is leading and kind of doing just the hook, and it's songs like that where it's primarily me, and then he's featured. It's kind of, again, like the both worlds, that was the intention behind the project. But I started off doing hooks for rappers. Like, that's one of the reasons why I kind of went back to this, like, lifestyle. When I was in high school, my first time touching the mic was, you know, in a hip-hop. It was Ill Entertainment. I was singing hooks for that label, and they were right there in Merrill's Park, Illinois. And I was, singing hooks for them. They were, you know, writing. And a lot of shit up in there. And that's one reason why I stick to it now, because that's kind of where, outside of church, that's where it starts.
Whose baby is that in the background?
I don't think that's mine.
No, that was my little nephew's downstairs.
Okay, all right, left. I got one more question for you.
Yeah.
Now, what happened to your project called The Motion?
The Motion?
You said never had a chance. What do you mean by it, never had a chance?
So basically, try to cut a long story short, I was with the label, you know, they yeah, I wasn't officially ever signed, but I just kind of, it was like a pro bono thing. You do work, you do something for me, I do something for you type deal. So I'm thinking hooks for the rappers on the label. They are giving me the opportunity to record in the studio for free. They giving me beats to write off of. You know, so I eventually came up with a bunch of songs, and after we had initially worked with, there was this other female singer and this two other rap artists. They were going to release their project and try to put it out there, and then I was kind of next on the list, and it kind of never saw the light of day because after those were released, label crumbled. So I ended up, I still performed the songs. They were available to people who came out to my shows, but it never was pushed like the other artists was, you know, because the label ended up, you know, folding. So.
See, that's because, see, you got to mess with people my age, man.
It was, I mean.
I'd have got it out there for you, bro.
I learned a lot of stuff being with the label. I mean, there obviously is a couple of, there's some things I did too much like. That was one out of a list of a bunch. But, you know, I learned how to write there, like secular music. Because prior to that, I was doing nothing but gospel. I was in the church. I was in choirs, you know, doing that kind of thing. And then a friend of mine in high school introduced me to the label. I wrote my first song there. You know, I kind of got the mentality of writing. You know, they were calling me like the Biggie of song singing, like the Biggie of singing, because, you know, they were getting these beats, and we kind of had to for the beats every month when they came out, like, who's going to hurry up and write a song to it that's going to be, your beat. And I learned how to write and how to do it with the quickness. They would call me Biggie behind the mic because I was coming up with songs in like 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I appreciated that. I appreciated that's all of that.
That's what's happening. Now, Blana, let me ask you a question, man. I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Now, at age 9, how many times you get kicked out of school for beating on the desk? Kicking freestyle?
No, I never... never got, like, expelled from school or nothing like that. But, like, for a couple of years, I was going to, like, a private school where it was, like, a bad, bad school, you know. So, you know, they just kind of dealt with it, you know, like.
Okay, I mean,
but
your bio says at 9 years old, you and your brother, F City was beating on the school desk freestyling.
Yeah, because, you know, huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I was going to, like, a private school, you know, like, me and all my brothers was going to. I guess it was, like, you know, just something, you know, that was just opening up for the kids or whatever, like, the bad kids or whatever. You know, like, it's bigger now, you know, like, you know, they done fundraise money to the place or whatever. But, like, yeah, we was, like, there, like, you know, for, like, 3 years it opened up, but, you know, like, I was bad, you know, we was doing bad stuff, but, you know, like, I came out, you know, with, like, A's and B's and stuff like that, you know, like, last year I went there because my mom started working there or whatever, so, you know, and she would reward me, you know, every time I bring home, like, a B or A or something like that, instead of just, like, you know, D's and, you know, F's or whatever, but, you know, it was a nice little school, you know, so. But, yeah, we was beating, you know, we always used to freestyle and, you know, like that. And it was, you know, just nice, you know. I just knew I loved music then, you know, so.
Well, if you was in my class, I'd be like, get your ass out of my class. You grew up in my class. You on the desk back there. I need your mama's number. Miss Burnham, your son over here beating on the desk, disrupting my class. I can't teach.
Nah, but, you know, the teachers, you know, she was kind of cool or whatever, you know, so, you know, like, but it was just, you know, like on our little free time or whatever, you know, that's just something we just like doing, you know, like when we do it at home, you know, stuff like that. But sometimes you can catch my brothers and them doing it now, you know, like I'd be making a beat or something and then they'd be like beating over, like, you know, banging on the table or like a counter or something, like over the beat while I'm making the beat. Like, why is you banging? Like, we ain't got to do that no more, you know. So
I ain't mad at you. Now, I'm going to ask both of y'all a question. This is a question my man usually asks, but I'm going to beat him to the punch. Now, both of y'all are relatively young, but what keeps y'all going? What keeps y'all into the music scene, other than the love for the music? Blonda, go ahead.
The things I go through in life, you know, my kids, you know, my family, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I feel like it's my only savior right now, you know, because I've seen so much and been through so much, and, you know, like, it's the only thing I can turn to, you know, so.
Okay. What about you, Lester? What keeps you going?
You know, to tell you the truth, it's almost like, it's like almost like breathing, you know what I'm saying? I was learning how to sing, and right when I was learning how to walk, right when I was learning how to talk, you know what I'm saying? My mom always had us in the church doing choirs. Like, I'm going to be doing this until I can't do it anymore. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. It regardless of how far it goes or wherever it goes, like, I got a lot of great stuff going on now, and it's only gotten better, you know, over time, more refined. And that's, to go, kind of go back to that comment that you talked about earlier about, you know, it being better or worse in one or the other, you know, I'll be doing this until I'm 60, until I'm 70, you know, it's going to keep going.
There you go. All right, now, before I get into y'all songs, I'm going to open it up. Anybody got any questions?
I want to say something else.
Go ahead,
Halo. Yeah, bro. I like the song, and whatever you need to do to keep doing and to succeed, you need to keep doing it, because to me you sound like, I don't want to compare you to nobody, but you sound like you're already there as far as your voice and the way you talk very intelligent. So if you're going to keep doing it independently, I say run with that shit and go with that first. You know, you don't need no team. You just need to, you know, focus on what you need to do to get there.
Right.
You gotta have a voice, bro.
I appreciate that.
See?
What
I told
the
you
hell
that already, man.
I gotta get to my studio. I gotta hear this song.
I got another track by my man Blonda too. Alright, Blonda, talk to me, man. Talk to me about Big Money.
Big Money.
Your cousin loves the track, by the way. He loves the track, by the way.
That's what's up, you know. Big Money, you know. Everybody love big money, you know, and that's the motivation. You know, everybody out to get that big money. Everybody want that big money. If you're getting big money, say big money.
All right. Well, I tell
you what. I'm getting a little change right now working at this joint.
Hey, man, look. When we get that big money, I'm gonna replay this for you. All right, y'all. This track is called Big Money. It's by my man Blonda the Burner. Check it out.
Starbox Music.
Yeah, we getting that big money over here. We all the big, big money over here. You know what it is if you getting that big, big money. We love that big, big money. We stay with that big, big money. Yeah, we yelling big, big money. I get money, big, big money. I get money, big, big money. Say, boy, what you doing with that big, big money? Do you know what you doing with that big, big money? Big, big money, big, big, big money. Big, big money, big, big, big money. I get money, big, big money. Say, boy, what you doing with that big, big money? It's like guitar, we ball, we gon' get it all. So if you get in our way, then you gon' get it all. I'm not kidding, dawg, or forbidding, y'all, or forgiving. I made my decision, head on collision, it is not my religion. Rich come consistent, head wallets like pistons, drivers like switches, I'm following my bitches. Around Christmas, we getting it in. The blunt up, you dumb fucks, you know what? We can make you swallow bullets without no cups. You niggas bitches, you boys ain't got no nuts. And with my flow touch, everybody, now all around me is dead bodies. Rapping just a hobby, leave a place off in the lobby. And I want you to do it, so nigga try me. F on door, all type of needles in his body. I get money, big, big money. I get money, big, big money. Say, boy, what you doing with that big, big money? Do you know what you doing with that big, big money? Big, big money, big, big, big money. Especially this big, big money. You know what I mean? If you're getting big, big money, say big, big money. Show your big, big money. YFC. Yeah. I get money. Big, big money. I get money. Big, big money. Say, boy, what you doing with that big, big money? Do you know what you're doing with that big, big money? Big, big money. Big, big, big money. Big, big money. Big, big, big money. I get money. Big, big money. Say, boy, what you doing with that big, big money?
All right, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got to pay some bills, y'all. So check out this commercial.
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay. What's up?
Hey, this is your Facebook page, right?
Yeah. What's going on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here Facebook.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got called up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter? Then come on over to sincity.truth.com, where you can talk to whoever you want, and you can say whatever you want, without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace. That's Sin City. That's Truth with a Z. .com.
I just want to fucking your friend, bitch.
I knew it. That's why I'm on my Facebook, motherfucker. Oh, well, wait a minute. Oh, I'm hell no. I'm about to whoop this bitch ass. Oh, motherfucker.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. LinCity.Spruce.com, man. Hey, you put up, do anything you want, ain't got to worry about the bullshit, as she said.
There you go. That's what's up. I like that big, big money, man. I want
that's
that big, big money. This show going to take me and my man to that big, big money.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Okay,
like
Blana. Your name Blana, right? I don't want to say your name.
Yeah.
Blana. Okay.
Blana the Burner.
Okay, that's what's up. My partner just told me you are related to another friend of ours, a friend of the show, Stanley.
Yeah.
So, have you and him ever got together and, you know, banged out some tracks? Because, I know for a fact he's been into this music thing for a minute.
Yeah, he banged up one of my tracks.
It's called Man Before Anything. It's off the Man Before Anything part 2, volume 2 mixtape. And he did a part 2 on that one, so he mixed it up for me, and I want him to work his magic on working that magic. So,
okay.
You know, so I'm looking forward into working with him on more stuff like that.
Okay, that's what's up. Shouts out to Stanum. You know, that's our bands right there. He getting it in.
Lester, back from the DE days.
Ah, there you go. You were playing that stuff.
Hey, we was all in DE together, man.
Yeah, you always got to bring that shit up.
You may want to forget those times, but yeah, we was all in DE together.
Oh, well, I have no idea what that is, but okay.
A little bit for your time there, Yagi. A little bit for your time.
Oh, okay, okay. Thanks for that disclaimer. Just all like, what?
You know, it's old if the D stood for disco.
Disco Enterprise.
Disco Enterprise.
All right, I was a kid when that shit came out.
All right, let me get to my man, Lester. Lester, talk to me about Skins, man. What's that all about?
Man, the solo project that I'm getting to release, Synthetic Material, it's all beat-based, and I'm collaborating with this guy, Fawzi, who's coming from Paris. He's actually a resident of Paris, France, and he actually heard me do a hook for one of my hip-hop friends. It's actually a live band, Anime Object, and basically, he heard me and he was like, you know, I'm trying to do some R&B. I'm trying to get into some house. He really loves the Chicago sound. And, you know, I'm collaborating with him with a couple of tracks, and he's pretty much producing the majority of the project. So this is one of the house
tracks. Yeah, bag up.
This is one of the house tracks. You wouldn't even believe this dude is from Paris with the kind of sound that he got coming. And it's a really beautiful thing.
All right. Well, now, before I play the song, now, Lester, when you blow up, don't forget about Center City Radio, okay? I got one favor.
What's
now,
up?
You being from Illinois, you got to introduce me to R. Kelly, man. That's all I ask, man. I just want to meet R. Kelly, dog. Make that happen for me, man. Can you make it happen for me? I just want to meet the brother just one time, man.
Yeah, I would like to meet him as well. I want to meet him too, shit. If you beat him before me, you remember my number. You were 3-way.
I tell you what, if I ever get him on the show, I'm gonna hook y'all up, man. I'm gonna hook you and Kelly up when y'all drop that number one hit. Just remember who hooked you up.
Alright, he gonna fuck around and piss on all y'all.
Oh, man.
Get that little 10% off the top. Don't worry about it.
Man. I'm about to go into the song now, man. See, why you gotta fuck up my R. Kelly moment, dog? Alright, y'all. This is Jay. This is Lester Jay. The song is called Sin. Check it out.
Yeah.
Skin, touch, feel, love. Skin, touch, feel, love. If you play your cards right, the kid.
real love.
But we got another commercial for y'all, so let's pay these bills. We'll be right back.
Wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Now.
What? Huh? What?
Oh, no. Don't pretend like you sleep, because I knew you wasn't asleep. I know you know. What? I know you know. I'm sick of this shit on Facebook. You just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My mama told me.
What the fuck you talking about?
My mama told me your ass was
this
no
ever happened
nice
to you?
Ass,
have you ever been called up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCityBashBoost.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
I don't even know that.
Bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They
talking
gonna take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Talking to him well.
Shit. Fuck. Goddamn. That's my motherfucking laptop open. Fuck. Shit.
I should hop in the back.
Fucking
place.
Facebook. Damn.
Oh, boy. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey,
come back. Hey, my man Lester was hitting them old Maxwell notes up in there, wasn't he?
Yeah. You the first person to hear the song and throw it out. That's what I was trying to do, yeah.
I'm like, goddamn. Okay. He's trying to make a motherfucker pull that down. He's off. Hey, girl, I got something for you. he hit no Maxwell notes.
Hey, you know what I need you to do, Lester?
What's up?
I need you to make me what I call a My FA CD.
My FA CD.
My FA CD.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Okay, wait a little, I'll bite. What does FA mean?
Fuck action.
Oh.
Yeah, that's that baby making music. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
so
no
when
baby.
I make my CD, ain't no baby making. It's baby making practicing music.
Okay.
So,
so make sure you put that practice in there.
Yeah. So I need you to make a fuck action CD because that's some straight bitter wrong shit right there. You can pull that shit off.
Well, now you know what, man? Now, I'm just sitting here, and maybe I'm brainstorming here, but, I mean, let's say, you signed to any record label?
Nope.
No record label?
No
label. I mean, we got the president of Hoosier Boy Entertainment on the line. I mean, maybe somehow, some way, y'all can do some type of collabo.
I mean, I already told brother what to do, you know what I mean? To me, my opinion, I don't think he needs a team because he sounds like he's strong enough to get there to where he needs to be without a team. Then once he make it there, pick up a team. That's what he should do. Because once you make it to that point where you're going to need a team, trust me, you're going to need the motherfuckers. Like right now, if you 100% into what you're doing right now, then you don't need no squad. Because it sounds like you got everything you need. Got some sounds, your fucking voice is cool. You putting your music out there, you networking through sensitivenessproof.com. You already moving already.
Hey, Waylo. Waylo.
What's good?
Lester gonna be on my team so I can meet R. Kelly, man. Are you telling him he don't need no team? Lester needs me until I meet R. Kelly.
I'm telling him to do what he doing to the fullest, and then once you get to that point where he want to go full throttle with it, pick that team up. All
right, but hold on now. Jelana, I ain't forgot about you.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you blow up, I need to hook up with Aaron Rodgers, man. I need to hook up with Aaron Rodgers.
I got you.
Make it happen for me, man. Make it happen. You right there in Wisconsin, man. Make it happen for me.
I got you.
Hey, I'll be
up him and Clay. Clay, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
I'll be seeing them around here. What you say there?
I said I'll be up there in Madison, so I'm be looking for you when I get up there away.
Okay, just hit me up on the Gmail, man. Before anything, 21 at gmail.com.
For sure.
Okay.
I got a
question. Yeah. Waylo.
What up?
Waylo. Where's the interview at, man? I ain't told everybody I've been on the
right
Uber now. They like, I ain't seen no damn interview yet.
Hey, that thing, I didn't know it was 30 minutes long, bro. So I might have to chop it up into
what?
2 15-minute parts if it don't upload.
Was it that long?
It was 30 minutes long, bro. Well, it's 30 minutes long with my editing and stuff. The interview was like 26, 27 minutes, dude.
Wow. I mean, you know what? The time went by so fast, man, and I got to tell y'all, man. Got to the lounge. My man was very professional with his shit. Hey, I mean... Made a brother feel relaxed, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it was a good time, man. I look forward to doing another one.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm trying to wait on Father Time, but see, you know, he ain't coming, you know. I can go for
Father, fuck you, man. Your pocket face, motherfucker!
I know about 15 minutes to say by myself. I mean, goddamn. No, but really, man, I think it went real cool, man. I mean, like I said, man, he put you in a relaxed atmosphere. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's, hey, Lester, Blana, if y'all ever get a chance, man, y'all should definitely try to hit up that Hoosier Lounge, man.
Y'all can check those episodes out on HoosierBoyEnt.com, or you can go to Waylo219/YouTube. And all my information is on there. Huh?
What's the website?
HoosierBoyEnt.com.
Okay.
Yeah, go check them out, man, because I watched a couple on the day.
Okay.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in for my interview coming in March.
Here we go. Hey, Waylo.
What up?
Hey, first thing he said, hey, man, you know, I got to do my interview, too. I said, damn, the interview ain't even there yet. He upset because he ain't in it. He first thing he called, he want to do his interview.
Hey, man, you know what? Let me tell you something, man.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Man. Oh, man, I'm just saying, man. God. Calm down.
I want to say to Blondie and Lester, man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man.
Yeah.
On everything, man. Keep dropping them beats, man. Lester, R. Kelly, Lana, Clay, and Aaron Rodgers. I ain't going to forget.
I got
this show archived. Both of y'all said y'all was going to introduce me to him, so I'm going to hold you to your word. I don't care if I'm 60.
Uh-huh.
I got to wait till I'm 60. I'm gonna, let's make it happen, man. I got to meet those guys, man. I'm trusting y'all to make that happen, man.
Kind of old to be getting peed on. Oh, man.
Yeah,
hey, bro. I'm sorry, but that one was too easy. I couldn't let that one slide.
And kiss my ass.
y'all gonna get up off killing.
Hey, Tom.
What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc?
I gotta drop you that email too. I forgot to give you that email. So that way I can send you some CDs, because I gave Cass some CDs too, so.
I do that.
Yeah, because, hey, man, matter of fact, I was playing them on the way home, man, and I had my nephew, he was listening to them. Man, hey, they was doing their thing on that, man. They was doing their thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, man, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, this is good music. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Big money, man. All right, hold on for 1 second, y'all. Hey, Wick.
What is doing?
Winner?
Yes, sir.
What's up, dog? You know I got a player for you, dog.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Already.
You need to play more for me. Where the white women at?
Get it right. All right, Blunder. You're a rapper, man. You're a rapper. I ask all the rappers, man. I'm waiting on a real answer. I ain't got one yet. What goes on in the studio, man? What goes on in the studio, man, other than making music? What else goes on?
Other than making music, really nothing too much. I just, you know, just sit down and put a lot of dedication to it, you know.
Wrong answer.
You know, not really too much, you know. I'm just focused on this music. I ain't got time for, you know, other stuff like that. So, just living life and just,
Blana? You can actually tell the truth on this show. Unless not, you got a girl.
Huh? Do I got a girl?
Yeah.
Huh? Nuh-uh.
Huh?
No.
What? Nuh-huh?
No.
Oh,
no. I got a girl. That headache, man, you know, the headache.
Well, you gave us Obama an answer, man. He gave us Obama an answer, man. All these damn politicians. He gave us that old Obama answer. Well, you know, for me, you know, it's just about the music. Nah, man. I just seen some X-rated Tupac videos, and it was just about the music in the video. In the studio.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you like this.
When it walk around,
I'm going to tell you. Well, I'm going to end it like this, man. Once we get our studio built, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to invite Janine in.
All right.
I'm going to get loose.
Well, let's see if Janine willing to come to the studio. Janine, would you come to the studio?
Uh-huh. Oh, see, y'all didn't tell me she was on the show, man. Y'all dirty for that.
I didn't know she was on the show.
She don't want to say nothing, y'all. She don't want to say nothing. She quiet. She quiet tonight. She didn't want to say nothing. That's all right.
Well, I said, hell yeah, I'm going to invite her to the studio and I'm going to get buck wild. I'm going to get loose.
All right, I got one more question for y'all. Blonda, what do you see yourself in 3 years as far as your career go?
See my stuff on TV, you know. And, you know, just grinding a little bit harder, you know, just working, you know, just being and just trying to, you know, be the best I can, you know, and strive, you know, so. But, you know, I'm taking this music very serious now, so, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be somewhere else other than, like, Green Bay. You know, my music can get about there, so.
You're in the home of the Packers, man. What's wrong with you? That's Packer Nation, man.
I know. I've been up here almost, like, 10 years now. You know, so, but it ain't, you know, it's, ever since the Super Bowl been going on, you know, the city been getting, you know, a little population, but, you know, like, it just, you know, I've been up here for a little bit too long. I've been back and forth, you know, to, like, you know, other little cities and stuff like that, but, you know, Green Bay is just so small, the world's so small, it's like, so.
Well, don't be surprised when you see me living there next to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
all right,
ride down the street.
That's what I'm talking about. That's Aaron Rodgers. I'm having a jersey on the damn thing. What's up, bro? Lester, what you see yourself in 3 years, man, as far as your career go?
Man, I know I'm going to stop selling insurance and fucking be touring somewhere in Europe.
And introducing me to R. Kelly.
Hopefully,
hey, wait,
whoa. Or maybe you introducing me to R. Kelly.
Okay, y'all having too many feminine moments about this R. Kelly damn thing. I mean, god damn.
Hey, that's my dog, man.
You gonna introduce me to R.
Kelly? My bucket list is to meet R. Kelly, man.
Okay, we heard you the first 20 times.
Damn. Hey, man, I'm Mark Kelly fan. I can't help it, man.
I'm going to put that pause button on you, pause.
I'm sorry, man. This is what I meant to say, man.
I'm Rick James, bitch. This is a celebration, bitch.
I'm saying I can understand that better than you keep constantly talking about R. Kelly.
Hey, man, I love R. Kelly, man.
You sound like old super groupie.
Hey, man, I want to wish both of y'all the best of luck, man, because I think both of y'all got talent. Stick with it, man. Stick with it. That's all I do. I mean, I like all the tracks. I like both tracks from both of y'all.
What's up?
This is about that big money, man. Big money. And then when I get the big money, I can tear them walls down. You know what I mean? Once I get the big money, I can tear them walls down.
Yeah, my son be running around the house talking about some big money.
There you go. Then when he gets the money, he run up on the honeys and tear them walls down.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That was very clever of me, by the way. I have to pat myself on the back for that one. Very, very close.
I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's because you missed the song, dog. You missed the song. It's on the playlist, so you can always go back and hear it again. Hey, we need y'all to go to sincerity.spruce.com. Blana, Lester, put y'all the page up, man. Y'all can put some videos on there, man. You can put some tracks on there. Mess with the honeys on there. Sincerity.spruce.com.
Cool. Okay.
That's what's up. That's Sin City Radio personal website.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be on there later tonight.
Yeah, man. Put your page up, man. We appreciate all the love, man.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hey, man. Hey, don't be a stranger to the show, man. If y'all ever got a song y'all want to get out there,
yeah,
just hook us up, man. We'll play it straight up.
All right.
Anybody from the Midwest, man, we bumping them.
That's just a.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, there. Y'all be good.
All right, now, brother. Right, y'all
man, appreciate the call, man.
Hey, make sure you hit the website, bro.
You know what you're doing, man.
Okay.
Hit that website, bro.
All right.
SincerityDotSpruce.com. That's PRUZ.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Gotcha. Good night.
All right, man. Yo, Tom.
What up, dude?
I gotta tell you, man. I am really tired right now, man. I am tired. No, man. This is the second fucking flat I didn't call on the fucking highway.
Damn. So make sure you invest in some spare tires, bro.
Man, dude. Man, I am so tired of catching flats on the highway.
Well, next time you catch one, throw it back.
But wait a minute, here's all the fucked up part. Why is it every time that I catch a flat, a relative either coming past me or going past me?
It don't stop.
I mean, now to his credit, he did ask me. Now, I don't say his name because the simple fact of what he said. He calls me. He said, "Hey man, hey dude, that's you on the side of the highway." I say, "Yeah, motherfucker, you see me?" He said, "Yeah, I just went past. You need some help?" I say, "Yeah, man, come back." He said, "Oh man, I'm dirty. I can't." What the fuck did you ask me that I need some help for?
I guess he was gonna call somebody for you.
Now, to his credit, he went and put up whatever he had, and then he did come back. But, I mean, goddamn, you could have told me, "Hey, man, look, I got, let me go drop this off first, then I'll come back and help you." You had me thinking that the next exit, you was going to turn around. This motherfucker like, "Oh, no, dog, I'm dirty." I mean, I just hung up the phone at that point. Like, I got my kids in the car with me. I'm like, goddamn, not again.
You ain't got no spare?
Man, but the spare's already on here. This is the second time.
Damn. You should call JJ Tire Service.
Yeah, right. You need new tires, bro.
Yeah. No. JJ Tire Service, they would have came out there and hooked you up.
So now I think I'm a little bit too far for JJ's. I was all the way in Indianapolis.
Oh,
you
still
have some AAA, man, some roadside assistance or something. Call them motherfuckers, have them come out there and fix that shit for you. They'll fix that shit right there on the spot.
Yeah, whatever.
you didn't ask for my advice, motherfucker.
I didn't ask you for your advice. I was just saying.
I apologize for my outburst.
Thank you. That's
whatever, man.
Wait, you see what I'm talking about, man? Man, all the accolades I gave him during the interview and this type of shit I get.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to redo my interview. I want to reshoot it. Don't even play it yet. Yeah, I want to reshoot this. I want to say what I really feel. See, now, I was being, you know what I'm saying? I was being that guy like, all right, well, you know, even though if we do got beef, I won't let everybody know it. I want to reshoot my interview. I want to say what's really on my mind.
You want to have a part two?
Yeah.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
You know when you get that last rant when you say you can just rant off at anything?
Uh-huh.
I got one now. I damn sure got one.
You going to throw me under the bus, man?
Throw you under the bus, motherfucker. I'm throwing you under the semi.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass.
What's up, Waylo? You see that, man? I see why rap groups always bring it up, man. You always got one person that think they bigger than the team, man.
Say David Ruffin.
Right, man.
And he's the Temptation. I'm David Ruffin, and he's the Temptation.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
That was a new one.
I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest. I mean,
ain't nothing but love, man. Ain't nothing but love, man. You know what? Hold on, dog. I mean, we got people been listening to the show for over half an hour. If y'all wanna come on and say something, just push one, and we'll bring you in. All right, go ahead, man. Make your point.
All right, now, Waylo, you came in during the more calmer era. The beginning, oh, man, dude, if I didn't salvage a lot of arguments that this dude created, we'd have been off the air like the second, third week.
So you say this to
me.
Hey,
man, I will admit, man, when we first started, I was on a little power trip. I will admit that. I can't admit that. But I'm better now. I went to therapy.
I'm about to say, so you got better now, huh?
I didn't went to therapy, man. I'm better.
Man, he was deleting motherfuckers off the page. Motherfuckers couldn't call the show no more. He would block them from calling. He was horrible, man.
They did piss me off, man.
What kind of shit is that?
If it's Steve Harvey show, somebody piss him off, what Steve Harvey do? They voice never heard again on his show, right?
By the time he's not Steve Harvey.
Right.
I know that now, man. I went to therapy for this shit, man. I'm better. I let a lot of shit go now. I mean, think about it. 2 years ago, Sunshine wouldn't be calling this show. I hope she ain't listening. I'm sorry, Sunshine, if you're listening. I didn't mean what I just said. I've been drinking.
But he's serious.
Nah, I'm just playing, man. You know how she is, man. She's going to cuss me out, man. Therapy only works so much. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, you ask me, both of y'all need therapy.
Well, no. She ain't listening right now, so I guess I can say what I want to say. Sunshine with an I.
You do know she always archives the show.
I'm sorry, Sunshine. Oh, shit. Come on, just push one. Lord have mercy. Carla, please tell me this ain't Sunshine.
Pineapple, different. I told you what it is. We both understand the meaning.
Carla?
Of it. Now, tell me, example, how you use it.
Ladies,
I don't like when you get nasty, too fat.
Just say,
you nasty,
you
know you nasty. Baby
step. Somebody push one so we can hear a comedy actor or something. I tried to bring him in, man. I don't know who it is. Try one more time. Carla, you live on the air.
Okay. I don't know who that was, man.
What the fuck was that?
Y'all got some stalkers or some shit.
I have no idea on who that was, man.
Maybe it was a message. Maybe it was the message they were trying to say to you.
I don't know, man, but I memorized the number. It was 111-111-111-11.
One of them motherfuckers, huh?
One of those. I took the call. I'm a hacker. No, but seriously, man, I'm trying to get these people to push one before we go off the air. Come on, people, push one, because apparently you guys are really loving the show. We appreciate that. But you guys been listening for a while. We want y'all to join us. Carla, what's happening?
Hello.
I told you that was Janine. What's happening, Janine?
Nothing much.
Uh-oh, my 111-111-111 number called back. What's happening, Janine? What you got going on, sweetheart?
Nothing going on.
Did you hear that comment that was made about you earlier?
No, I didn't. What was that?
I tried to bring you in so you can answer it, but maybe he'll say it again. I'm not sure.
What was the comment?
I ain't scared. I said once we get our studio built. Well, hold on. Let me start from the beginning. We asked Blana. Am I saying his name right, Blana?
Yeah.
Okay. We asked Blana the Burner what goes on in the studio. Now you didn't listen to the show enough to know that everybody always keep giving us these politically correct answers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, me being me, once CNC to get a studio built, I'm inviting you in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get loose.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't all he said, though. he said he's going to have you walk around butt naked in high heel red shoes with red socks on.
And a Japanese outfit.
And a Japanese outfit. Yeah, I forgot about that part, Waylo. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, I didn't say that, but y'all did give me a hell of an idea. Yeah. Janine, you down?
Oh, no, it's crazy. Sure, why not?
Oh, well, see, there you go. Now, motherfucker.
Now, you know, when we videotape it, you know we're going to black out your face, right?
No, motherfucker, because you're going to be locked out that studio. I'm going to have my own private room. That's going to be the room you will not have a key to.
Studio 69.
Yeah, that's going to be Studio 69.
I got a skeleton key, motherfucker. I'm going to get in any room.
Yeah, you won't get in that one.
Now, like my man said, shit.
The noise that you hear coming out is going, hey, I know you're going to be right next to the door. I wish I was by the computer. You know how I hit that sound, Michael. I tell you, that's just what you'll be doing.
That's why I ain't playing.
Dick like it owes your money, because you ain't getting in my room. It's your room.
I thought I jumped through a window, motherfucker. I'm green off.
I'm not having no windows in there.
Oh,
I'm about to say, that glass is thick as hell.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, dog. We do it like this.
Open one of the glasses where he can.
Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours. Wait. Okay,
Well, man, who's you playing that for?
I'm saying you can either open the door the easy way, or I'm going to kick that motherfucker in.
Nah,
I'm joining the party, too.
Hey, there you go. You always want to join in or something, but you don't share nothing.
That's all right, though. You know what? Both of y'all go ahead and do whatever y'all going to do, because when it all comes down to it, this is going to be my response.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
Because we ain't letting you in the party.
How
that
you play
right.
me? I ain't even saying nothing. How you gonna play that for me?
Oh, you're right.
Nah,
you're right. My bad, Janine. That ain't for
because
you.
Because I took the initiative to send an invite to her, and she accepted it. You want to get upset? See, that's your problem, man. You've been like this since we was kids. You want a motherfucker to do all the legwork, and you just want to come in for free.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
I'm serious, man. You know, you've been doing that for a long time. Motherfucker do all the legwork. Soon as they get naked, here he come. Busting up out his motherfucking clothes. So let me go first, though. Let me go.
You crazy.
Hey, dog, I thought we were.
That's how we play his role.
Nah, man. I'm tired of that shit, man. No. We'll start carrying your weight.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Then, the bad part is that he don't get in there. He won't get in there to handle his business and come on out. He want to make love. Oh, baby. You know,
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
I'm just saying. He get in there not. Okay. Now, wait a little. Let me ask you. You being a man. You and your partner, y'all doing y'all thing, y'all got somebody there, you know, young buck down, and your partner just, for some reason, he just don't do right, you know what I'm saying, he in there kissing all on the neck and massaging the feet. It's 20 to 30 minutes before he even pulled off his shirt.
What's wrong with that?
Thank you, Janine.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm waiting on my turn.
I mean, if it's a line, then yeah, you ain't got time for extras.
Yeah, you ain't got time for extras when you in a line.
Nigga, you understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
But see, this is the whole part about it. We done did the legwork getting this bitch up here.
Maybe it was just real good, so he just can't let y'all have it.
Everybody? Damn!
Everybody ain't that damn good. I know. He's just a selfish, my brother. The same selfish motherfucker since we were kids.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Ain't no G in you. Yeah, go. Selfish bastard. I mean, no, I'm serious, y'all. He gets so selfish with it. But now, oh no, everybody set game. But let him bring a piece around. Hey, man, what's a nah, dog? Come on, man, go. And you be like, well, damn, dog, can't a motherfucker get in? Nah, dog, nah. And you be thinking he's joking, but he be damn serious. And God forbid, do not let us be at his house. His house is rude.
Goddamn right. My house, I got one. When you at my house, I got one rule.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
That's it.
I mean, but how is it now, once again, okay, Janine, since you agree with him, how is it that, now, I done took you on a date. You're not a package plan. You just my date.
Okay.
All right, I done took you on a date. You know, I say, well, you know, me, I'm staying with my partner right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you cool with that. We get there, you know. You know, we kissing and hugging and whatnot, smooching. And this motherfucker walks out with nothing but a roll bone. Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, wow.
I mean, and then sits in the middle of us.
That's right. And you know what, Janine? This is what's playing in your head. When I walk out, when you see me in my smoking room with that cigarette hanging out the corner of my mouth, this is what you're going to be thinking. This is exactly what you're going to be thinking.
Pussy don't tell me now. I got to turn the player out. So you don't want nobody else. But me and
when I got that cigarette hanging out the corner of my mouth, it's on.
What he called his smoking robe, we call one of them robes that he took from Methodist 22 years ago, and he just ain't never got rid of. What? That's what you want to call his smoking robe. All right. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. I can't even play a sound bite for that, dog. I ain't even got no sound bite for that one.
Methodist
Hospital
Road
from 20 years ago.
Wow. I ain't never heard that before.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
The wrong one.
I'm just saying,
this
man.
What I need
I'm
to
the dog, motherfucker!
I'm just saying, like,
20-year-old Methodist Hospital Road.
Now, Janine, you can look at him as his smoking robe if you want to. Yeah, he smokes in it. That motherfucker smell like old Newport. Yeah, that's his smoking robe, all right. That motherfucker smell like old Newport.
That's all right, dog.
You ain't no player.
Now, he come out, baby. Hold on, man. I ain't finished with the scenario. Now, he comes out, and he pulls me into the kitchen. Now, the first thing he asks is me, can we both hit? And I tell him, well, no, man, she ain't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now he comes in, his second question is, you got a girl? Where your girl at? Call your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say you ain't got no girl. So now he acting real antsy, like he really wants you to leave. Because you ain't got no girl for him. I mean, does any of this work out in my favor?
You said, how is that what?
I said, does any of that work out in my favor?
I mean, shit, if he getting antsy, then I guess we have to leave. Shit, don't fuck in the car or something.
Okay, but now what if we started fucking and you look up and he just keep peeking out the room?
Well, he just gonna be looking. I mean, unless you be uncomfortable.
No, I'm just saying, but constantly peeking out the room.
Now you make me sound like a pervert, man. I ain't no goddamn pervert. I will stay in the room.
No, you won't.
I had that happen before, though.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Now, if I need to get a beer, and I just happen to have to walk past y'all to get a beer, hey, that's not my fault.
The motherfucker, but wait a minute. He said if he happened to have to walk past. He just walked past with a half. How the fuck do you drink a 40-ounce in 3.7 seconds? Oh, I'm thirsty again.
Hey, it's not my fault, man. Not my fault.
Whatever.
You be sharing any goddamn way, man. We like brothers.
Have y'all ever tried to sneak in on while somebody was fucking before?
No, he wasn't.
Say that. No, hold on, man. Hold on. Say that one more time, Janine, please.
Like, have y'all ever, like, if your boy and his girl was fucking in the bed, have you know, either one of y'all tried to sneak in on him?
Not if it's his main girl, then no. If it's just somebody from the hood,
mm-hmm.
And if I think I got a shot, I'll try. You know, prime example when I played cameraman.
I'm saying even if they fucking right here and there.
Hold on. Jadine, I didn't mean to cut you off, baby. But look, dog, that was the agreed upon deal. I can't help if she got tired. Now that one wasn't my fault. Now I called you in the room. I called you in the room the whole 9 yards. Yo,
that's because you wanted me to hold the camera. Come on, dog. Now let's get this before they cut us off. We gonna get the story out the right way. Now I was hoodwinked. I was bamboozled. I was set up. I was there under false pretenses. I was told one thing, but I don't know if she knew.
Come on, dog. She started there. Hold on. Real talk. It wasn't like it was like we just disappeared. We started fucking with the door wide open. Am I right or not? The only thing she said is she'd rather lay in the bed. She don't want to fuck on her couch. But it wasn't like I closed no doors or nothing. Hell, I called you
in there. No, that's true. That part is true. They cut us off. Are we still on?
No, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's finish this one up tomorrow, man, because we way over, man. So, Janine, you got any last words for us, sweetheart? Janine?
Yes. Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. You got any last words for us?
Nice talking to you all. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Hey, we got a new game tomorrow. We ain't even serving nobody.
Oh, really?
It's fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. That's what we gonna call it. Fill in the blank. Fuck it.
Okay.
All right, Wick, you got any last words, man, before they cut us off, man? Make it quick, dog.
This show,
fuck.
Your
ass probably got us
on.
All right, these are the last words, dog. We got about 20 seconds.
All right, sandcity.spruce.com. Hit us up tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, y'all. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We're doing the same thing tomorrow night, 8:30. Peace, love, and hair grease.